Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
How you doing, steak and eggs?
You know I went a year without touching myself?
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Ammonia is not contagious.
What is not contagious?
Ammonia.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
51575.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I saw your face during that, Joe Murray. It was that, oh yeah, those are some tasty licks face going on.
Dude was shredding.
Okay, so that is, by the way, it's 98.5 Sports. I'm Touching Rich, 604 of the Town Fair Tire Studios. Joe Murray in for John Wallach this morning, who is calling the 76ers game. And of course, the great Ted Johnson filling in this morning for Fred. And so there's this guy, Ted and Joe, named Phil Vincent, who sends us these CDs all the time, and he's this metal guitarist out of Rhode Island. I think the name of his band was Cranston, name of like the most metal city in Rhode Island, Cranston, Rhode Island. And all the covers would have like this chick on it with a guitar, like straight throwback from the 80s. So he called in, he's a fan of the show, and you know, it was something about something random. We're like, hey, you're the guy who sends in all these like metal, this metal stuff, right? He goes, yeah. I was like, can you write us a theme? And he goes, yeah, I'll write you a theme. I said, but here's the only catch. I want it to be the most shred-tastic thing you've ever, like, gratuitous. Like, when you think it's time to start stolen, do it again. And then after that, do it three more times. And then, you know, we'll maybe play it. And he sent it to us, and it was like, dude, this is everything I wanted and more.
He crushed it. That's awesome, man.
Absolutely crushed it.
So good, man. It's almost like Eddie Van Halen-ish.
Oh, sure.
Like, listening to it, I'm like, who is this guy on the guitar?
Because you know he's making that. It's almost like impossible, I'm sure, if you're him to play that and not make the O face. The, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you like this? How about a little of that? Oh, yeah. So today is going to be an interesting day for you, Joe Murray. I mean, this is, is this your, I don't want to say your Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. But as far as like your happy place, today is the day, right? As a guy who loves gambling.
Yes.
You look forward to this day all year.
I cannot wait until noon
to bet on the. I whipped out the fat guy Hawaiian shirt.
I love this one,
like,
man.
Like I am ready to go. Like I'm going to leave here at 10. Going to get settled in. I'm going to bet on Louisville the first game, Yale on the second game. Like I might bet every single game. There's 16 games today,
awesome.
I might bet them all.
So how will you? What's a typical way of you viewing these games? How do you do it? Laptop? You got one, two TVs? How does Joe Murray?
I like
watch
to do the
games?
Double screen. So like, or even on your computer, like you can have split the double screen on there. Yep, split screen on there as well. But you know what's going to be hard is what side am I going to bet? Am I going to take the over? Am I going to do parlays and teasers and things like that?
You couldn't sleep last night, could you?
I actually have been looking at the lines all day long. Like no joke. And everybody's like, hey, you going up to the casino today? Like people, it's going to be packed at the casino, and last night was a few play-in games, and I saw in Vegas it was already packed, and it was just the play-in games.
Yeah,
like the 16 seeds were playing last night, and half the casinos in Vegas were like fully jammed.
What's the one in Rhode Island that takes money right now?
What is it? Oh my god! They, it's in Tiverton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which one? I'm sorry, Dan. What is it? Twin River.
Do they have
a setup that is like the one in Vegas where not only can you gamble, but do they have the big room with all the TVs?
So I've Dan Lifshatz has been there. He mentioned that they just opened a lounge recently. The only thing that would bother me about it is like, I like to do it online. Okay. So, but here, like, you got to actually use your cash.
Yeah.
So like, if you wanted to place a bet, you have to take your own money, put the juice down, and then get a ticket and wait it out.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'd rather just do it online. I get a credit, and I don't have to use any cash. And at the end of the day, it's either I get that credit and use it again or whatnot. So, but yeah, today is like Christmas.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, like Lifshatz is in Vegas. Like I know other people that are in Vegas. So today is a huge gambling day. And I read that during the tournament, college tournaments last week, they had the most bets placed ever at casinos.
Oh, really?
And online betting. Like they had the most wagers ever just in the last week. So I'm curious what it's going to be just
this brave new world, man.
Is that because just there's more places that you can bet? Like, I mean, New Jersey, obviously that place is a hit right now.
I'll say this. I think it's that, but I also think that the truth is if you think you know sports, bet on it. It really is the thing. Like, how many guys are like, oh, I know sports better than you, Joe. Like, all right, buddy, go bet on it.
Yeah, put money on it.
Go ahead, go do it. I think that's what's happening now. People are like, oh, man, I watched NBA every single night. Like, the Celtics game last night. You know what the line was?
What's that?
3.
Oh, yeah.
2.5 or 3.5. That's where the line went. Landed 3-point game.
Was it a push?
It was a push. I did not bet on last night's game. We can talk about it in a bit. But
we will.
I think John Wallach worked a fixed game last night.
Oh, yeah. We got a little controversy. You look at the free throw discrepancy, and you can't help but just scratch your head and go, maybe
46 to 16.
Jeez, it's unbelievable.
46 free throw attempts to 27 16.
Points or something like 27 free throws.
I heard Tommy Hines.
Joel Embiid was 20 of 21 from the free throw line.
Oh, well, I mean, Tommy's like, with those refs, the Sixers should have won by 20. It was unbelievable.
it is true, though.
But today, like, I've always wondered for somebody like you who bets on, like, every game, and this is something that, you've been thinking about for a while. You take this very seriously. So you would rather be alone so you can concentrate, or do you like going to those like sports bar type environments where it's basically huge? It's like an amazing social experience.
I'd rather be in front of my own TV. So the one thing I like to do, and a lot of people follow me on Twitter. I know Ted recently has been like, I don't understand anything that you're tweeting out there. I like to do in-game bets. So for example, let's say you have today Villanova -5. Well, let's say they're up 3 at halftime.
Yeah.
Well, the spread's probably going to be 2 or 3 second half Villanova. I might double down on Villanova to cover that spread. But I want to be alone. I want to think about it. I might text somebody, hey, what do you think here on the total? So I personally like to be alone just to kind of think about it or maybe talk to other people. But when you're in a big environment, like, I don't know, do you like to watch Patriots games when you're in a big environment?
Got to watch it alone. I love watching it alone.
But that's different. Here's why it's different. I mean, well, first of all, it's different for me because it's my job. It's like when I watching the Patriots is a lot of fun, but it's also what I do for a living, and I have to talk about it the next day, so I've got to, like,
I bet you Joe approaches betting almost like it's his job, though, to some degree.
And I guess that's fair, but it's just such a great experience being amongst, like, a huge crowd of people, and everyone's got money on the game. And to miss out on that, it's almost sucking a little bit of the fun out of March Madness. But then again, I'm not the guy like you who has really researched every single bet. And like, if I on March Madness, I'm making one bet per game. I'm not like you doing the in-game betting or anything like that. So I can see how that might be a little distracting being amongst a group.
I will say this, though. The Wilder fight that recently happened, I was at a Hooters and, against Tyson Fury. And yeah.
Fight that was.
It was awesome. The place went nuts.
Yeah.
And when, the decision happened, I was actually scared. There was the Irish crowd on one side and, the other crowd. I'm like, this thing could get ugly in here. I was at Foxwoods when one of the Triple G fight happened. It went to the judges.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm nervous. Yeah. So sometimes when you're in a big crowd like that, you don't know which way it's gonna go on that. But that Tyson Fury match, Wilder, people were just throwing punches in the air.
Oh, yeah.
That was an awesome experience.
Well, I saw a guy it's very rare you can see someone literally freak out, to look like they almost lost control of their bodily functions. I forget what year it was. It was probably around there was a Colts playoff game back in 2006 or 2007. Where this guy had bet that there were going to be no touchdowns the entire game.
Wow.
He put, I think he put like 50 bucks on it, and I think it was 100-1 odds, or I'm sorry, 1 out of 100 that there would be no touchdowns in the game. Because I forget who else they're playing, but it was, Peyton Manning. Dude's going to throw some touchdowns. And I forget, and there was another really good
hopefully
quarterback.
Hopefully it wasn't the AFC Championship game in 06 or 07.
No, it was not that. But it was around that time, and I forget what it was, but the final score was 9-6, and it was all field goals. And the guy sitting there, and I forget, it might have been the Colts, they were driving down the field at the end. He's like, just please, just don't get in the end zone, man. Just don't get in the end zone. And it ended 9-6. Wow. The dude,
what a feeling that was to bet.
Lost his mind. Absolutely lost his mind. What is that? It's like a $50 bet to make 5,000. Is that right?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So every year I take a bet with Hardy if the Super Bowl will go into overtime. And I just take it. All right, man. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. 2 years ago, what happens? Boom! Patriots win in overtime. I had to pay him up $600.
Oh, really?
On a $50 bet.
So what would? So he would just he's been paying you $50
every single year.
And finally, he's up.
Yeah. He's up right now.
Oh, that's great. Well, today is going to be just a great day to skip out work. Game start at what? 12:30.
Right? Yes, 12 o'clock.
Is there anything better? I don't know about you guys. I love when there's sports on at times when it's typically not on.
Oh, totally.
There's a baseball game going on in Tokyo, Japan right now. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's real life baseball at 6:13 in the morning, basketball all day today, tomorrow, during the afternoons when everybody's at work. I love it. I think this is the I think there's two of things during the calendar when the vasectomies are scheduled. The most vasectomies are scheduled to happen.
Uh-huh.
It's March Madness today and tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So it's prior to today and tomorrow is when guys get vasectomies, and then also Masters Week. So next month. Those are the two busiest times.
So you're sitting at home and just...
Yeah, so you can sit at home and put those P's on your boys and just watch basketball all day, man. Did you happen to hear the RJ Bell interview yesterday?
Yes, I did.
With the boys? Did you hear what hold a gun to his head, if his life depended on it, go-to bet was in yesterday?
I forget what team.
Well, he just talked the first half of the Virginia GW.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because they've been eliminated. They'd be the first. Yeah, I wouldn't touch Virginia. I'm sorry. They're 27-point favorites today. They got knocked out by a 16 seed. Yeah. I know there's a motivation factor there, but they just got knocked out of the ACC tournament. So they're a team that could put up 80 points or not even score 50. I would not bet that game, but
they're 27-point favorites?
Yeah, I'll find out what it was when it opened up at 27 points.
Because I want to put money on that. I mean, a 27-point spread. Once again, this is I am not like you, Joe. I don't study these lines and things like that. That seems like wildly gratuitous for I don't care what kind of matchup it is. 27 points sounds absurd, especially in a tournament like this.
Yeah, right now it's 22. It's dropped down 22 points.
Oh, yeah, because right 27. I mean, but
they're still playing Gardner Webb.
Oh, well.
I don't know what their mascot is.
I couldn't even speculate. Well, congratulations to you. It's going to be a huge day. It's going to be a huge day. Just take. Again, get off work. Take the day off work. Enjoy it. Kick back. Today and tomorrow are the two best days of the tournament, in my opinion. Where it's just, you look left, there's one game going. Look right, there's another game going. If you got money on all of them, it makes it even better. All right, 617-779-0985. Let's talk about that Celtics game. Joe Murray fired up last night on Twitter. The man just said that he believes the fix is in. We will talk about that. Also, John Wallach, who called the game, is going to join us here in a couple minutes as well.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Tutcher and Rich. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Tutcher and Rich.
.5 a Sports Hub. It is Tutcher and Rich, and the Boston Celtics once again just can't get out of their own way.
Irving circles. Irving blows by Embiid, goes to the basket, blocked by Embiid from behind. Morris with the follow, missed it short. Embiid's got the rebound.
Embiid, take that ball back out.
Butler in the backcourt. 14 on the shot clock, 17 on the game clock. Butler. Celtics have to get a stop here. Butler backing down on Kyrie. Butler waiting. Draws the double team. Kyrie almost had a steal. Butler from the corner made it. And that is a knockout
that
punch.
That could be the knockout punch.
Who is that woman just cackling at the beginning of that clip? Maybe it was another bird. You know, she saw one of her own and flew over to John Wall. Like, I have to hear that. Listen to this woman.
McConnell to the right. McConnell hard.
That's not it right there. It's, which one? Oh, who the hell knows? But maybe I don't want to hear it again because it was obnoxious. But either way... How frustrating. They're on this cusp of a season sweep against the 76ers. One that looked like they were going to take this one with authority from Philly, but then a series of instances and boneheaded mistakes ended up taking it away from them. 118-115, the final score. The Celtics looked as good as they have all season to start the game, absolutely dominating the Sixers the majority of the first half. And even against Joel Embiid, the team was once again finding a pretty good level of success. That was until this happened.
McConnell to the right. McConnell hard to the basket. No. Rebound Marjanovic underneath. Lost the basketball. Out of bounds off his knee. Celtics ball.
Baines
Marjanovic had a dunk.
Baines down.
And Aaron Baines is down underneath the Celtics basket.
Baines is still down. He got hit.
Baines has not gotten up yet.
I think he got hit in the lower man area. And that was it. He hopefully did that instead of twisted. Oh, man. He might have twisted his knee again.
Yep. He's hobbling off.
According to Tommy Hines, in the lower man area on Aaron Baines is his ankle. He talks about him. But Aaron Baines hits the deck and immediately leaves the court. Later on, it'd be announced that he suffered a grade 2 ankle sprain, meaning that more than likely Baines is going to be out until close to the playoffs. The effect was immediate. All of a sudden.
Boy, it was.
Honestly.
Did you see how good they looked with Horford and Baines on the court?
It was awesome. It was
great. Joel Embiid was so frustrated. And when they threw both of those guys, and they were kind of just the whole you could see the game plan was to frustrate Joel Embiid by just putting Al Horford and Aaron Baines on him. And he was a non-factor to start the game because of those two guys working him. Aaron Baines goes down, and then all of a sudden, Joel Embiid goes off.
Yep, and you saw it like several weeks ago when Aaron Baines returned from his injury.
Yeah.
You know, the Celtics were going through that somewhat of a slump. Not somewhat, it was a bad slump. And then he returns, and the defense and the attitude returns. Like, I mean, Baines is so important to this team. It's kind of one of the most understated stories of this season. Mm-hmm. When he's on the court, just look at their defensive numbers, and it completely changes. However, the one thing you can't do when one of your team's best defenders is out is do something stupid and get thrown out when you're already shorthanded, and that's, of course, where Marcus Smart steps in.
Ben Simmons near midcourt, and Embiid got knocked down by Smart, and Embiid wants a piece of him. The two of them are nose-to-nose in the middle of the lane. Embiid took a tough spill near the baseline, and Smart just kind of stood there and watched them fall.
Wow.
I didn't see what precipitated that.
Oh, that's on.
I mean, all it was just a steal at the other end, and now Marcus Smart's going to have to be led off the floor, well, and Bede's going to be led in the other direction.
That's true. What happened there?
And now Smart taunting the crowd as he walks back to the bench.
What a dumb, ill-advised push from. By the way, how cowardly! Like from behind. Yep. And I love Marcus Smart, but I mean that was just unbelievably stupid. It backfired on the team. After that, the Celtics just got abused. Philly was facing little to no physicality from the remaining players. And both Smart and Embiid, now, Wallach right there, obviously had not seen the things that they were showing on Comcast, right, especially after it was done. You know, you could see these little moments that were leading up to it, an elbow here, you know, a knockdown there. But Marcus making he was making boneheaded decisions even before that one last night.
69-55, 14-point Boston lead. Oh! Simmons gets it ready, gets the shot off. Did it foul? They have a foul.
They do have a foul.
Fouls on Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart, his second.
Marcus Smart, he's whistled for the foul. I'm confused where everybody's going here.
The final play of the first half, Redick chucks it up, doesn't make it, and, of course, Marcus Smart fouls him at the three, and he ends up sinking all three free throws. By the way, how many points?
He got the lead to 11 for the Celtics at that point.
How many points did the Celtics lose by last night?
Three.
Yeah, those would have been some pretty important points to not have up on the board. Yeah.
Oh, really, Rich?
Yeah. You don't say.
So, I mean, just...
This is back-to-back games now where they have not... Like, they didn't finish the half right. Brad Stevens had a terrible timeout call in the game before. There's some sort of infection going on with the team, but it's now starting to bleed through the players, and I think we saw it last night with Smart.
Well, Brad Stevens, for one, knows that they really could have used Marcus at the end of that game, and Smart blew it. I'm not used to hearing Brad Stevens specifically call out his players individually like this, but he's not wrong here. Here's Brad Stevens after the game.
Now, I'm disappointed, Marcus, that we need you. Like, Bane's already out. You know, we need him to be in the game. And so, no matter what happened, we need that to happen. But otherwise, I thought the guys that came in did a good job. I thought Shemmy really gave us something. I probably should have put him in at the end of the game and let him play a little bit more. That's a tough spot to be in after not playing much recently.
Now, Joel Embiid afterwards was, of course, saying Joel Embiid things on the post game.
How would you describe your performance tonight?
Well, I'm glad. First of all, I'm glad we got the win. Second of all, this is one of the best defensive players in the league. And third of all, I've been hearing that these guys can guard me better than anybody else, so I just had to come out there and show that I'm the most unstoppable player in the league.
Which, by the way, first of all, I love Joel Embiid.
Oh, yeah. His delivery's great.
First of all, he's a great player. Yeah. And on top of that, even though I've heard some people before last night refer to this matchup as a one-settle rivalry, it's still one of the few matchups in the NBA where I believe the two teams truly dislike each other.
Oh, yeah.
And that makes for some entertaining trash talk, including this from Terry Rozier afterwards.
Yeah, I thought the confetti was going to drop tonight. Nah, I did. Nah, it's a huge, big win. I'm not trying to take nothing away from him, but I thought the confetti was dropping tonight.
I mean,
See, Rozier had a good night himself.
Yeah, right? He looked great. He did.
Was great last
night. But you know the team's probably not going to do that well when he's one of your best players on the court. He's obviously representing the playoffs last year when the Sixers, remember when they released that confetti and it was just going to halftime and Boston went on to win it? So Boston's celebrating on the court and there's confetti on there? Oh, that was the best. Even better, earlier this week, Terry Rozier was asked to describe Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
and
one word.
He said, lame. And so immediately after the game, Joel changed his Instagram location to Lame Town. So, I mean, Embiid's the best. But with Boston essentially now locked into either the 4 or 5 seed, it seems inevitable that they're going to play the Pacers in round one. Now, Joe Murray, we were talking about the discrepancy between the amount of free throws these teams took. I think it was 43, is that right, for the Sixers to 16 for the Boston Celtics.
43 to 16.
Okay, 43 to 16. And
they made 90% of their free throws.
I mean it was gratuitous. And even early in the game, you heard Gorman and Scal kind of calling it out like this is getting crazy. And then then you look at the final numbers. They were looking at historical numbers, like, you know, what's the biggest discrepancy in free throws? And so you, as someone, you know, who looks at the lines and sees that it was, what was it, 3 yesterday?
3 points.
All right. You think it was fixed?
I'm not going to say it was fixed.
Okay.
But listen, I haven't bet the NBA since that Sacramento game. I know you were out, Rich, but that
I heard
that,
you went nuts.
That Sacramento game that landed on a push, like the refs, I think, were involved in that game. And it's funny, people, hey, what do you think of the game? I'm like, I'm not touching it. There was a late score by Tatum, which made it a push. All right, but just watching that game, though, it had everything to do with the Celtics not being able to defend. Yeah. Like, late in the game, who the hell can defend Jimmy Butler?
Yeah. Joe, again, though. Like, you talk about breakdowns, defensive breakdowns at the end of games. That's what's been going on with this team.
But it was fishy.
Yeah,
it looked like a fish. It smelled
right,
like
huh?
a fish.
Right, huh?
But, I mean, first of all, the last night's game was another one of those where you just see the lack of maturity from Marcus Smart and Brad Stevens. I kind of want to play almost everything he said about Marcus just today, because he went on and he goes, don't get it wrong. We love Marcus Smart's fire and his passion. He goes, but it just every year, 2 to 3 games a year, he does something like this that is just completely boneheaded. And I mean, was it last year that he punched
a glass mirror or whatever over supposedly some Instagram model.
Yep. Was it over that? Yeah, I thought it was over.
I'll look it up.
Where did you hear that? Because I thought it was just like he was like pissed off at the loss or something. Mm-hmm. Because didn't he like miss a last second three and it was like an awful shot and he was pissed off about it in a pretty big game? These games are all bleeding together. Unlike you, Joe Murray, I do not have a photographic memory. I heard him off air. You guys talking about some game in like 04. And
Joe can describe games that I played in with such detail and I can't remember half of it. That's amazing.
He punched a glass after a game last year, frame. So people think it may have had something to do with an incident with an Instagram model. He was upset about something.
That's the first time I heard that. I thought it was all basketball and embarrassment related, but see if you can find out what the Instagram model story was.
Let's investigate this a little bit.
Yes.
But seating's important. I mean, look, this right team now, is the fifth team. So, look, this team wants to make it to the finals, mm-hmm. you can't go three series on the road. Like host, you know, get the fourth seed. Get the fourth seed, have home court advantage, and at least in that first round, there's no way you're going on the road three straight series and think you're going to make it to the NBA Finals.
Well, Ted, you know who disagrees with you? And it pissed off a lot of people yesterday? Kyrie Irving. Before the game, he made a couple comments, and there are people who, once again, you know, think that Kyrie just needs to... Mm-hmm. He's doing everything he can to make Celtics fans not like him. I had no problem with what he said, but there's a lot of people who are pissed off. We'll play that right after Joe Murray's headlines.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222 and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
I was still all day yesterday getting texts of people saying, good cover, bad cover. And I have to be honest, it made me want to go listen. After the show yesterday, I listened to Alien Ant Farm's Smooth Criminal. I was like, that's an all right song, man. That's an all right one. That was like a hit, too. They made a hit out of it.
I started thinking of more covers yesterday, too. Nirvana, Lake of Fire, I really liked.
Oh, Dude, that's it's amazing. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't even know it's a Meat Puppets.
Meat Puppets, man.
So I mean, it's fantastic. I know people who are either love or hate that Unplugged album. I love that.
Oh
album.
My god, that's like what turned me. I wanted to play guitar because I heard that album.
Yeah,
I mean, can't shred, but you know,
you can't do that like that dude at the beginning. I was in a band. We did. It was funny. One time we were asked to, like, once a year. This club in town would get a bunch of bands, and they would pick a theme. And this year the year we did it was Elvis, and so every band had to do like Elvis covers. And we were like a hardcore band, and I was like, all right, well, this sounds like it might be kind of fun. And you know, we did that, and we used to do a cover of I Can't Help Falling in Love with You that was just like more screaming, and we would rip the strings off our guitars at the end of it and stuff. I mean, it was kind of thrashy, but I love when people take songs and completely either rearrange it, remake it, and make it their own, or it's a pitch-perfect like remake, like Faith No More's War Pigs. Like, ooh, to me, that's one of the best all-time covers. They absolutely nailed that one.
Doesn't it feel like there's more remixes of songs now more than there's ever been?
Sure.
Hip-hop music? Oh, yeah. My God.
Is there just, have we hit the ceiling as far as creativity, is from a lyric standpoint or from a sound standpoint, where it's like so many artists are making
remixes. I mean, Cardi B, remixes. Song of the Summer, I Like It Like That, is just like an old, you know, yeah, Spanish song from years ago or whatever. You
well,
know?
Yeah. Well, I heard the other day, I was on some, when I was in California, I was flipping the stations, and they have like one of these like throwback hip-hop stations. And what's the song Can't Hold Us Down by P. Diddy and Maze?
Yeah.
All he's doing is rapping over the jungle, right?
Yeah.
And like, it's the same thing that back in the day, Puff Daddy used to just take
songs from the 80s
and
that
was rap
one of his
over
lyrics. Yeah,
yeah, like I'll Be Missing You, and that's Every Breath You Take. He just straight up said, all right, rap over this. And how he became so wealthy from just literally playing someone else's song.
Ice Cube and Dr. Dre did the same, but they did it their own way, though. And I think that's what's, you know, they love George Clinton, but they did things that their own way. And I think that's what truly separated them. But now, like, you just put on the radio and it's like, I can't believe they're using this beat or this sound on a song. It's really bad. And hip-hop's, I think, reached its limit.
Well, did you hear the Pitbull song that used Africa?
Please no.
Oh.
Please no.
Can you pull it up in the other room? It's the worst thing you've ever heard.
They did Toto F?
Like, Toto's Africa, like 6 months after Weezer had just covered Africa. So it's like, I mean, it's not like it was a novelty to cover Africa. And I guess it was on the Aquaman soundtrack. It was called, yo, Ocean to Ocean. I don't even know what the hell. I mean, he just threw Ocean there because it's on the Aquaman soundtrack. But it is awful. And then the chorus comes on, and it's the chorus to Africa sung by a woman. It's absolutely horrendous.
I will admit, every time that song's on, I belt it out.
Oh,
I don't care where I'm.
The original
doesn't matter
is a great
where
song.
I'm at. The original song is, I will sing it. I'll scream it.
Yeah.
When it's on,
dude. It's one of the great better songs of the '80s. Real quick, let's go to Joe on line four, because this is the first time I'd ever heard this. And once again, this is all wild speculation. Joe, we were just talking about Marcus Smart last year punching that glass and slicing up his hand, and from what my feeble memory recalled, it was because he had chucked up a shot at the end of the game the night before or the night of and had completely missed it. They lost the game. It was an important game, and he got pissed and frustrated. But however, Joe Murray brought this angle in about an Instagram model that I had never heard before. What do you know, Joe?
Yeah, I think it was like, I think they were out in LA, and I think it was the day in between the games. And he got, like, threatened, or she actually did release a video that she took of him smoking weed in season.
I just tweeted it out. Yep.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll tell you the story. Thanks, Joe, for calling in about that. But, yeah, this L.A. Doll. I remember doing the story a year ago. But, yeah, L.A. Doll had a story on Instagram. She posted him smoking weed, receipts of bills that he's paid for her phone. Oh. He had texts of her, things that he sent to her, uploaded videos of him with other women as well. And what's funny is that Smart missed a game because he mysteriously lacerated his hand in a hotel where the Celtics were staying. So I think, you know, again, people say it was after a Lakers loss, but I mean, hey, if you look at these pictures, this L.A. Doll, you ever see Harold and Kumar when he's like dancing with the weed?
Yeah,
you know,
the
bag, like she's in a picture holding it, you know, and with like receipts
around her neck,
like literally.
Do you think that if a video or a picture would have come out of Marcus Smart smoking weed, that anything would have happened to him?
No.
In the NBA?
I don't think so.
No.
Didn't Steve NFL Nash like smoke weed for years and nothing ever happened?
A lot of these guys smoke weed. Remember Michael Beasley?
Yeah. Oh my God, that guy's still high.
Well, the best thing about that Michael Beasley picture that came out, because remember it was him showing off like his new tattoo on his back, but on the right. On the table was like, I think it was like a couple joints or whatever, and people like, you know, were kind of looking at that and laughing. The other thing, on the other table, I think were a couple lines, which I think people, that's where he got in trouble.
He's going too far, though.
But the thing about that picture I thought was the greatest was that his tattoo said, super cool bees across the back. Like, can you have a nerdier thing to put on your back? Dude, I'm like totally cool, super duper cool. All right, well, we're going to have John Wallach on. He was at the game last night. We'll also play this Kyrie Irving audio of what he said before the game that apparently has a lot of people pissed off. I don't understand why, but we will get to that right after this.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Well, one of the best parts of my gig is that I get some of the great brand-new technology before it's even released to the public, and I did this so with my Samsung Galaxy S10e. I've had it for several weeks now, and it has finally arrived. Incredible screen, amazing clarity and detail. I love this phone, and one of the coolest things about it is it has the new wireless PowerShare feature. It actually lets you turn your phone to a wireless charger to power up another device. No cables required. And right now, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S10e included with unlimited at T-Mobile. Both for just $40 a month per line for four new lines. That's a savings of over $1,500 when you buy four phones. So really the question is, why would you go anywhere else when you can get a Samsung Galaxy S10e included at T-Mobile for $40 a line for four new lines? So get over to T-Mobile and get your new Galaxy today.
$30 for essentials plus $10 for Galaxy S10e with auto pay via 36 monthly bill credits for well-qualified buyers. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs per month. Video at 480p plus taxes and fees. Qualifying credit, finance agreement, and service required. Contact us before canceling service or remaining balance due. Galaxy S10e, $0 down plus $20.84 for 36 months. $749.99 before credits. 0% APR. T-Mobile covers 99% of Americans with LTE. 99% coverage includes partner network.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Celtics lead is 3, 5:10 to go. Butler, off a screen to the right, fires over Kyrie for 3, and we are tied.
Butler comes down, nicely done, hitting that jump shot.
105 apiece, timeout Brad Stevens.
Now, when you don't have Marcus in this situation, that hurts you.
98.5 of Sports, of it is Toucher and Rich. That is the dulcet tone of one John Wallach, who had a front row seat, unlike the Celtics, where he has to sit way in a corner when he does the play-by-play, which is very strange to me. I believe he was right up there with Scalabrine and Mr. Mike Gorman doing the play-by-play for our radio station, 98.5 Sports Hub yesterday. And John Wallach, we've got you on the phone this morning. You better get in a plane.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
What's up, John?
First time, long time.
First time, long time.
First of all, you do get to sit on the floor, right?
No, actually. It was interesting. The situation was reversed. Mike and Scala just sit back in the crowd with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were far back.
Okay, so you're telling me that when ESPN has the game, they'll bounce like you, or not you, like Gorman has to actually like move back into like the commenters area?
That's just a situation in Philadelphia, ESPN or not. When ESPN's in, they get the floor, but even if it's a normal game, I've done a couple of games in Philadelphia now where the TV is just back where we are anyway.
Oh, okay. And Gorman's too classy to bitch about it, but I would.
Correct.
Did you get to hang out with those guys? Because we had Gorman on yesterday, and he said that you guys talked on the plane. What did you pal around about there?
It's you get to pick the brain of a legend. You get to sit next to him on a plane, even if it's for an hour, and that's what I did. I'm like, talk to him about certain things he says, certain ways he prepares, that kind of thing. When you have the opportunity to do that, you take advantage of it.
At any point, did he just say, "Shut up, I'm trying to sleep"?
No, that happens. Yes, please go across the aisle and go over there, please. Yeah.
All right. So first of all, God bless the Sixers crowd. This is one of my favorite. As I said, you know, before last night's game, people are saying it's a one-sided rivalry, but I don't care. The teams truly dislike each other. And when you had the Sixers crowd booing their own team, like when they're only down, like I think, like 11 or 12, and they're just getting killed by their own fans, and of course, they do a 180 by the end of it, that's one hell of an environment to be in the middle of, is it not?
Yeah, it's great to call a game in an environment like that, especially when you're back in the crowd like I was last night, and we were surrounded by fans, and we got a great idea of what they were upset about and what they weren't upset about. The best part about it was Max was taunting the fans during the broadcast. He would turn around and say, and you know, point to the scoreboard when the Celtics were up 15 and said, "Look at that, boys." You know, it was really something.
Well,
I had to pull him away to get him to focus on what we were doing.
What is the crowd's reaction when he's doing that?
Some took it in stride, some were not as happy. But I said, "Max, what are you doing?" He's like, "You really think they're going to jump a 6'9", 280-pound former athlete?" I said, "No, you're right, probably not. They'd probably go for me first, so can you stop?"
Nobody will throw a beer can at the back of his head, possibly
exactly.
Full. Yeah.
So, but they actually told people not to throw things onto the court after the Marcus Smart, Joel Embiid dust-up. Were there being things thrown on the court, John? Did you see that?
I did not see things being thrown on the court. Again, we were far back, so I don't know how much I could have seen anyway, but ultimately, no. I think the fans were shockingly well-behaved in that regard.
Hey, John, it's Joe Mario. I got to ask you, you did a great job last night. Not sure if you knew the spread before the game. Obviously, it was 3, but do you think...
You were the first person I thought of, Murray. Honest to God, when Tatum hit that jumper at the end, I'm like, all right, the spread must have been 4.
So great. I have to ask you, do you think that you worked a fixed game last night with the free throw disparity?
No. No, I do not think I worked a fixed game last night, Joe. I'm not nearly as paranoid as you are.
But at least the free throws, you have to admit, like it got a little out of hand. And just to throw it out there, do you think Marcus Smart's ejection was the reason why they lost?
Yes. I think that had a lot to do with it. I think Jimmy Butler getting hot late. There are two schools of thought. Jimmy Butler got hot late, and you'd have to think that Marcus Smart would have been on him for at least a handful of those. And Kyrie Irving on Butler at the end of the game, I don't think that's what Brad Stevens drew up when he started the game. I think he would have much rather had Marcus out there. And I think Butler doesn't get that shot if Marcus is there. But having said that, Philadelphia's starting five is so good, you say, okay, you put Butler on, you put Smart on Butler, and maybe Tobias Harris takes the last shot, or Redick takes the last shot. So that's the danger when you get in a close game with a team like that with so many shooters on the floor and Embiid, it's pick your poison.
What did you hear out of the two benches, or actually just the teams, while we were in commercial? Because, I mean, they showed a montage of things that were leading up to Marcus Smart and Joel Embiid and the scuffle that they got into. But I've got to think that kind of stuff was carrying, you know, onto them walking to timeouts, to the benches. Did you see or hear anything that maybe the TVs didn't show?
No, I didn't. It was a little chippy beforehand, and you saw, you know, Smart get called for a foul on Embiid at the other end. And he was not upset about that. And the two of them went back and forth a little bit, but nothing really big leading up to it. I mean, other than Marcus just being Marcus, we've seen it before, Rich. We've had Brad Stevens on. We've had Danny Ainge on. And I know you're going to talk to him later today, and he'll probably tell you the same thing he always tells you. That's part of the package with Marcus. If you're going to take the good with Marcus, you take what happened last night as well.
Hey, John, you had, I thought Aaron Baines and Al Horford were doing a great job. I think kind of just, 1-2 punch defending Joel Embiid early in that game, and then Aaron Baines goes down with a rolled up ankle, and you could just see it. All of a sudden, they're like, "Oh crap!" And the Sixers were able to kind of work their way back into that game after the Celtics had built up a big lead. Could you see the impact Aaron Baines not being on the court had on that team, and how those guys reacted to not having him in the paint defending?
Yeah, like the smart injury with Butler at the end of the game. Not having Baines in the second half really hurt them. And he's the X factor that the Celtics have that not a lot of other teams don't do. He's a big body who can, you know, body up Embiid and not get pushed around in the post. And Horford, as good as he is more perimeter player. You guys know that. And Baines is the perfect guy to D up Embiid. And without Baines in the second half, Embiid exploded. I mean, he was good in the first half, but he was, you know, otherworldly in half two because he didn't have Baines to worry about.
All right, who sits with who on the team playing? I know nothing about the dynamic of this this whole makeup. Like, who sits where?
The players are way up front. I can tell you from the brief things that I saw that Tyson and Ogilvy are together. But as far as, you know, the players and who piles around with whom, it varies, I'm told, from flight to flight. And it's not always the same guys with the same guys.
Is there like a, because back with the, of course, the big three Celtics, you know, Paul Pierce and KG, like there was, like they were almost a gang. You heard these stories of like, you know, six or seven of them in the back of the plane with a really intense poker game. They would scream at each other, but they were like, you know, kind of like a crew. Is there any kind of dynamic that you saw on the plane, or is it basically everyone kind of puts their headphones on and just keeps to themselves?
It's more the latter than the former. Again, I can only go by what I saw, and I'm only on, a handful of flights a year. But from what I saw for the one-hour trip to Philadelphia, it was more headphones.
Okay.
And it might have been different. And although, I think, who'd we have? We had Scalabrine on, and he said, the whole thing to out to Oakland for the Golden State game was overblown.
Yeah.
That's more along the lines of what I saw. I didn't see, you know, the radio wasn't on, and it wasn't anything like that.
How much cake did Max eat yesterday during the game?
I was shocked because Max didn't bring anything to the broadcast location. Usually, and we're kind of isolated, so it's hard for Max to leave and walk around. So that might have hampered him a little bit. But no, there was no ice cream. There were no drinks. I mean, Max played it pretty much straight last night.
That's Lent, you know. He's a good Catholic, you know. Gave up sweets.
Of course.
John, do you get a chance to go to the, I mean, when you get to go, do you have something to eat? Get something to eat?
Like, right,
do you
take a leak? Like,
how does it work for you? Do you have to stay in your spot the whole time and never get any breaks?
Oh, you mean at the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the game, you pretty much, again, because we're so isolated, there are some broadcast locations, like, for instance, the Garden, where you can easily get up, get out, walk into the tunnel, and get yourself a beverage or a snack during halftime. But it's not like that in Philadelphia because we're so far away from everything. No, I pretty much had to stay put where I was. I didn't get a chance.
Did you go out, like, to dinner with any of those guys?
No. Usually I'll go out to dinner with Mike or Scal. When Scal didn't take the plane down, he got in real late. And Mike said, you know, I'm going out to dinner with my best buddy, Mike Breen. So I was not invited. So, no, I kind of hung alone last night. Mike had superstars to tend to, and I was clearly not invited.
He was tired of talking to you from the plane.
Yeah, that's right.
You sure Mike Breen, it wasn't like a Fight Club situation where this quote-unquote Mike Breen, it was just anyone but you, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, listen, so you're ready to get the plane, right?
Yeah, I'm on the plane in a couple minutes.
Okay, so we'll see you at 9, okay, right?
Yeah. You wait for my signal. I'll let you know.
I don't know what's so funny. I mean, you're on the schedule. You know, Joe Murray's got some gambling to do.
I do.
I understand.
All right, man. We'll see you soon. Good call last night, by the way.
See you, John.
Thank you very much. See you guys tomorrow.
All right. See you. All right. No commercials, just the headlines.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.